Before the start of tonight's game between North Allegheny and Fox Chapel, we talk now with Tigers head coach John Rulin. Coach, the Tigers are coming off a 13-win season last year in which the team reached the WPIAL finals and the state semifinals. Looking back to last season, how much fun was that playoff run the Tigers put together?
Yeah, it was a good run. I think it was good for the kids to do something positive at the end. Ran into a little buzzsaw with LaSalle, but that's to be expected. LaSalle ended up, those kids, some of them are starting on Maryland already in the first year. So good year, good season.
NA loses 16 players who graduated from last year's playoff team, including several key contributors. It's still early in this season. How's the transition gone from last year's group to this year?
Well, we bring back quite a more than people think. We bring back two starting attackmen. We bring back three starting midfielders that are offensive. So we have five of our offensive guys back, so that shouldn't be a problem. Defensively, we graduate a ton. We lost everybody. We get our goalie back, one of our goalies back, who's now healthy in John Abundanza. And so overall, we got our face-off guy back, so we should be okay.
You mentioned the two attackmen. Your son Kyle Rulin and Stephen Kelleher have been big in the early going this season, combining for 9 goals. What can you say about them and what they bring to the team on offense?
Well, I think they've been playing together for a while now. They're used to each other, so they feed off of each other. You know, they work together well. Very unselfish, both of them. So hopefully we can keep that, and they can keep totaling some points.
You mentioned your faceoff man as well, Zach Smith. Split some time taking draws last year. Tell us about him and really how important he is as the faceoff man.
You'll see it tonight. Zach is improved over the summer. He played over the summer on a travel team. His stick skills got a little better. His face-off, working with Andrew, have really improved, and we expect him to be one of the major face-off guys this year.
In net, John Abundanza takes over after the graduation of John Brandon. Abundanza and Brandon had practically a 50-50 split 2 years ago in net. You know, how valuable will that experience be for Abundanza that he gained as a sophomore, now as a senior?
Well, John, with the concussion he had last year that was finally diagnosed, he ended up missing out most of the year. I think you'll see he's back in form. His confidence is coming back. He was a little nervous in the Mount Lebo game, but still made some great saves. So we expect John to get to that level where he's a Robert Morris recruit.
In the opener, NA went toe-to-toe with Mount Lebanon, a team that's a perennial favorite in the WPIAL. And what kind of positives do you take from that game, and could it be telling at all as to the strength of the Tigers this year?
It's always good to play Lebo early. You know where you're at. We didn't finish enough. We didn't shoot enough. We felt like we should have won that game. But scoreboard is what matters. Lebo's always always a good barometer as where you are. You know they're going to be one of the top teams, and hopefully we will be too.
And looking at across Section 2 and the WPIAL as a whole, who do you see, aside from Mount Lebanon, as we talked about, who do you see as some favorites this season and top teams to beat?
It really looks even right across. Upper St. Clair looks good. Sewickley looks good. Peters Township looks good. Shadyside, Pine, Seneca, us. I mean, there's 8 to 10 teams that are pretty even right across the board.
It's North Allegheny head coach John Rulin. Thanks for your time. Good luck to you and the team tonight.
All right, thank you.